Oh my goodness. How good is adversity? It's like, you know, you have a little, burn some toast, you burnt the bacon, maybe burnt the sausage, maybe undercook something, overcook it. What would life be like without adversity? You'd nearly never be able to measure yourself.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, you know, driving with three tires is a good test. It's a good test.
And you made it.
Yeah, I made it, but it was ugly. It was ugly. And that is crazy. The one of those things you take for granted until you can't. You were playing really hard to get with AWOD, but I really am worried. I'm not worried. I'm concerned about you and your age, your class, and what you guys, because you're a whole wave of great influence, a lot of energy, a lot of power. But this Atlanta-Washington game is a weird one. Because it's not obvious to me. Like, I just can't look at it and go, as much as I love them to be undefeated, no, maybe give them one loss. I don't know what's going to happen with this one. I don't have a feel for it because I don't know who they are. I don't have, they don't have an identity with me, that I, and I don't like that. I don't know who they think they are, and I don't know who they hope to be, especially without five. And I love what their team did last week. I mean, Marcus doesn't have to, he don't have to, he don't have to earn your respect, and he's already, should already have it. I think we might have the best guy in reserve in football, especially with this combination of offense, personnel, the whole nine yards. I think he does himself well. Shows you how important it is to be mentally stable. When you watch Marcus play right now, last week, can you imagine why that didn't happen wherever else he was at before he got here?
No. I can't believe it.
It doesn't even look well, like
and that's why I'm not worried at all.
Right. Oh, I'm not either. You mean you're not, well, you think he can, he's going to be fine?
Yes.
Oh, I think he's going to be fine too.
And look how many years he's played.
Yeah. I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about those around him.
Okay. Now, yeah. Now do you think someone like Jalen Lane is going to have to step in a bigger role?
He don't have to do anything, but if he won't be on the team long if he doesn't. Yeah, right.
Do you think he will?
No, I don't. I look at what I see. His history tells me. Why would I know? No, I have no idea because they haven't shown enough yet. Like, we're begging some people that we're paying a lot of money to actually perform.
Yeah.
That's what I don't believe in. Somebody's got a winner, and maybe you could say there's not a loser. But we're almost begging some people to step up.
Yes, we are. I mean, why wouldn't you when you have...
Whereas a real competitor, if you go down, he don't give a damn about you going down. Now he's got opportunity. He relishes the moment.
Well, and that's Marcus.
And I'm not saying you're wrong.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm emphasizing the fact that...
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, like I said, when Terry was out, I was going, these guys ought to be thrilled. Now they can show what they got. Now they can step up.
And that's when you find generational talent.
That's what Deebo Samuel has shown everyone. They said he was Porky Pig. They said he was this and that. Every time he hits the field, you know who's playing. Instant success.
Yeah.
And so who else says that? We gave away two wide receivers, by the way, in the offseason that had outperformed anybody else that was here. So we'll see. But you got to try to build a team in a way you don't necessarily know how everything runs together. How does it mesh? That's why Cynic, I was so proud of him last week. Because that, to me, was his most enthusiastic performance. I saw him in college. Cynic can play. The only question is, when is he going to start? I thought last week was a step in the right direction. So that was that I was pleased with. But I want to be able to put a name behind it. If you think somebody's out there that you're expecting to deliver, who, and why? Because if some of these people deliver, Atlanta's no different. They got a lot of name brand guys that haven't been exceptional.
Except Bijan?
Well, he's for real.
Yeah.
He's a, who else? You've been hearing Pitts. Pitts. When? When?
London.
But when? To the extreme that they have been pumped
It's funny because you see like tweets about people drafting him in fantasy, expecting him to actually do something, but he's the same every single year. It's like his name carries him farther than he actually goes.
Yeah, he needs to be out of work for a minute.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, and I think that would light him. Whoever they have there has not gotten to him. Because why wouldn't that guy be great? What is he like? What is he like? He should be a matchup nightmare. They're getting their teeth smashed with him out there. They probably have talent than we do.
Yeah. Think about that. Look at the age of the Commanders. You call it what? What do you call the Commanders? Like a hospital?
No, I don't call them a hospital. No.
I thought you called that.
No. You got me mistaken with that big guy. No, I call them the Commanders. Because they earn their name. They earn whatever they get based on their performance with me.
And right now, is that injuries or wins?
No, it's all about wins. They found a way to win. They were crushed. They bounced back and answered the bell. I was proud of it. Now, of course, because I'm greedy, it should have been 50, 60 points. Question is, why didn't that happen? You know, and that would be my concern because I'm greedy and I want to smash people. I want them to get in the habit of smashing people and falling in love with seeing people in agony. And I'm not certain that they have that. 1-800?
Well, I have a question.
Okay, go
ahead. Because, like, they scored 7 points in the first quarter with Marcus. So is that maybe trying to control the game instead of trying to open up the playbook and seeing what he can do? I mean, they got to win the game first, and then you can kind of, when you're up 21-7.
He was pretty smooth in his operation.
Okay.
I don't think they did anything. I don't think you do anything not to score on purpose. But that's just my opinion. Let's light it up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What say you? What do you expect? Are your expectations high? Are you stuck on that with a question mark? You tell me, because I don't think this is a slam dunk. I don't think it is. Even though Atlanta wants to talk you into thinking, oh, we're mad now. Really? Okay, we'll see. You know, I'm a little bit surprised, Wes, that usually on Saturdays, even though I'm not here every Saturday, it's a little inconsistent, but I can always count on Mitchell. So when he hadn't called, I was a little concerned because when I don't hear from Mitchell, I think maybe the worst, like maybe flu, you know, maybe fell down. I don't know. It concerns me. So when you put that name up, I said, okay, it's all good. Now we can get started. Mitch, what's up?
How's it going, Doc? I know anybody I've ever knew that was named Mitchell was a character, and you can say I'm a character.
Yeah, well, that other Mitchell I know, Brian, he's a character.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame. Maybe I'm in the Hall of Fame for something else. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah, agreed.
Good.
Agreed.
But still before that last day, you know? So there is a rush. Days are long, but the years go fast. Enough of my philosophizing here. I mispronounced that word. I think it's going to be kind of a tough game. They got a good set of running backs.
I do, too.
Great wide receiver Mooney and my boy Drake London. I'm watching USC game against Illinois. You know, they can't go 1-11 like Notre Dame, still be in the top 25, so they have to win. But we got to keep I want to see our ground game come back. Let Jalen Daniels recuperate. Don't rush him. I think Marcus, he's one of the best backup quarterbacks in football. So I just hope Rodriguez comes to run and keep the ball away from him. That's the way we're going to have to win.
Sounds like a winner.
But
I just don't see it. I wish I was more confident, but I'm still learning our team. Well, the team is learning itself. It's learning its personality. And when you get a mud hole stomped in you in Green Bay on national TV, just the fact that you can allow that to happen, that that's in you, I can't discount that. I didn't think that was in them. But how did I know? It's a brand new team. Every year, brand new team. There's no carryover. None.
Too much role. It's like it's almost like at college, and I go back to college because I love college.
Yeah, it's a transfer thing.
The free agency, which is
they lost a lot of people that were contributors. And look at the wide receiver situation. Then you get your little holdout and you spat. They didn't handle their business behind the scenes well enough. They weren't efficient in that. And that's the price you pay. Then you get a couple of injuries. Well, what's new? And then you got some people that have decided that they're slow bloomers. How did you know? You don't know till they start showing you. You got some slow bloomers. So maybe they bloom Sunday, maybe not. But just listen to what people are saying about them. We're basically begging people to play. Hell, I'm paying you. I thought that was everybody with a bag. Give me the bag. Okay, you got the damn bag. What's why I always say, what do we get? Sometimes I wish I could morph myself inside these negotiations. Hey, Slim, I don't mind paying you. Let me help you out a little bit. But, hey, what do I get? So what I'm saying is that's why I don't know what we're going to see. I'm hopeful. If I had my druthers, I would predict it and go lay some real cash on it. And but that's an unrealistic situation. I don't know.
I hope it.
And that bothers me.
I hope the defensive line comes to play. Because we had like four first-round picks in
it
5 years.
It don't matter what round you pick. Mitch, let me give you my advice on this. Okay. That draft talk is all mentioned by people that heard something from somebody else and they said, thought it sounds good. It you know what? All that, the only person who wins in the draft is the guy that gets drafted high. If he gets drafted high, good for him and his family. Hopefully he can create some generational wealth. Hopefully he's not broke by the time he's 29. But the draft thing has no relevance. You had four number one picks on your defensive line, and you couldn't stop a dead man. So get over it. Mitch, have a great day. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Feel like there's a toothpick in the house. Toothpick,
hey,
what's up?
Hey, what's good, Doc? How are you doing, man?
Well, I've had better starts to a day, but this might end up being the best day ever. Because it's not how you start.
Hey,
it's how you finish.
You made it alive. You made it safely.
Yeah, Wesley, he's trying to give me a bad time. I love him because he refuses to accept reality. And that's a beautiful thing by a young person. Young people...
Yeah.
Should think anything's possible, that they can do anything.
Exactly.
Anything.
Speaking of anything.
Go ahead.
Speaking of anything, Doc, that's pretty much what you're asking, right, is who has to step up, right? So our defense, we are two and one. We're 3 games in. This is our 4th game, and we have 0 turnovers on from the defense. So that's exactly who needs to step up. Just because you're missing a couple of offensive stars doesn't mean that your defense has to give up points. Right. If they go out, what do they say? It takes 21 points to win, 23, 24 points to win. If you give up under that amount, you come away with a W. So takeaways, we got to step up on the defensive side of the ball. It's all three phases. Last week, we stepped up on special teams. Special teams got to carry us. And then offense will do what they got to do. Now, I do have faith in the offense, but all three phases have to come to play. But the defense has to get turnovers and keep that offense, Atlanta's offense, on the sideline.
I like that. I appreciate that. And, that works for me. How's the pod going?
The pod's going great. You know, we got this guy named Doc Walker coming on Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do.
I'm not familiar with him. Okay. Well, I hope it works out for you.
You should look him up.
I will. I'll Google him.
For the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I'll Google him. All right, good deal. Little Tommy, welcome home. Little Tommy. Yes.
What's up, Doc?
I need this, man. What a father. Man, don't you? I love that. I love that.
Hey,
I love that.
Hey, Doc, we got one thing. We won't keep you, man, but hope you're doing well. You're healthy. Your family's great. All that good stuff.
We're working on
it. Worried about this game. Let's just pretend for a moment that the Falcons didn't just get smushed by Carolina. Let's pretend it's the week after that Minnesota game and throw that Carolina game out the window. How would this narrative be this week leading into this game then with all of our injuries? That's what we should really be preparing for, because that's the team we're going to get, if not better. And if they're not ready, we're in trouble.
Well, here's the thing about injuries. Some people use it as it's hysterical. They use it as a crutch. I always think, you know what? There's an opportunity for somebody that we haven't seen that might be as good, if not better, than the people they replace. We don't know that. You just haven't seen them yet. So like I go, I got a team. If I got somebody that doesn't want to play, that's my fault for having they behind on the team. Everybody on my team, they talk all this competition. Well, what the hell are you screaming and crying about because you got some injuries? That's what competition is all about. The guy backing up thinks he's better than the guy starting anyway, if he's got anything about him. I don't want people that want to be backups. I want people who want to start, who want to play, want to be difference makers. They've got too many people, in my opinion, look too comfortable not playing. I don't like that. I want you knocking on my door asking me, hey, coach, I think I deserve more snaps. What do I have to do to get more snaps? I'm not talking a game board. Now, I'm not talking about a game board. This is not wagering. This is not fantasy. This is tackle football. It's a different breed. It's not for everybody. Trust me. But if you want to understand how to get things done, you got to have the tough conversation. Y'all are dragging people across the finish line, hoping that they come up and play. Man, please. You got to be out of here. Appreciate the phone call. What's up, stud? You look like you seem like you are multitasking right now, right? I tell you what, this dude is, Wesley is, he's a piece of work. I think sooner or later, he's got some Linnell in him. Which is not a bad thing. It's not. It means that he's a performer. And that is good. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Yeah, Wes is like Linnell in that they are.
A guy said, tell Doc it's a son. You know, do you know
who that could be? Yeah, his son was great. He was singing. He sang the song for us.
No. A caller who's like, tell Doc it's his son. Do you know, could you possibly know who that is?
What city are they calling from?
Silver Spring.
That's impossible.
So we put him on?
Yeah, absolutely. Put him on. Let's find out. This got to be Big Tony. It's probably Big Tony.
The phone number just say Silver Spring. I'm all over the place, Doc.
Oh, this is the shop. Hey, man, this is Jeep from the shop. Oh, this is royalty. It's royalty.
My burgundy and gold father.
Hey, man, I appreciate you putting out the APB about your boy, man. I was driving with three tires, and I had to limp in this joint, man. I got an issue. I tried to get it solved afterwards, but it was a bit challenging. But I wasn't worried because, you know, like I say, my boy Wes, he got some little nail in him.
He held it down.
No, I know
he
it. Held it down. No, I know it. Real. I know it. Real talk. Yes. Well, the key is that he didn't get overwhelmed. He stepped up.
No, he was similar to Mariota.
Yeah, you know? Mariota. Oh, don't tell him that. His head may explode. Goodness.
Man, you got to come in and play relief, man. Like, you be DHing all the time like Eddie Murray, Doc.
Hey,
you
man,
know?
You know what? I can't wait for it.
That talent DHing, travels.
Because the DHing, man, is like, you don't get a whole bunch of reps, so you got to go yard. Whatever you're going to do, you got to do it. Yeah, but when Wes hears what you just said, I might lose him. He might walk out the studio. You were just referring to as Marcus.
At least now he knows who I am, you know. Yeah. And Doc, you know, you ain't had to call AAA. I'd have came and got you, you know.
No, I appreciate it. It could have had a traffic jam on the Beltway getting in here, but I knew that I couldn't get here in the time period that it was necessary, but I wasn't worried. Because you called him Young Marcus, stepped up and came in, and you know he was ripping it down the field, running, using his legs, using his eyes. You know he's got that baller thing with him. If we can get him off the scarlet and gray, We might have something. Yeah.
Hey, man, he working Saturdays, Doc. He's clocking in on Saturday. He sounds like
what,
a young
what
man.
What true warrior doesn't work on the weekends?
Nah, but them youngins, man, want chase and chase all weekend. Them youngins that work for that paper on the weekend, I got a lot of respect for them.
Oh, me too. Me too. No, I'm with you. I'm with you because you make money on the weekends, and most of them throw it away on the weekends.
So, Doc, I'm on the clock right now getting that good time and a half.
Why wouldn't you? No, why wouldn't you be? And probably in between the gymnasium somewhere.
Nah, I had my mother pull a Marcus Mariota, and she taking G around today.
Oh, okay. All right. He gave you ultimate compliment, Marcus Mariota. Yeah, you popped in, handled your business.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
Well, Marcus, I'm glad for Marcus. I hated it when they was calling him like Atlanta, like quitter. Fella, the guy was having some issues.
Nah. They was calling him a quitter flat out, and they wasn't in the building with him. They benched him for Ritter.
Yeah.
And Ritter, I think, is working with me today.
I know.
So it wasn't wrong for Marcus to be discontent, you know. Like, but he if he was so unprofessional, Roseman wouldn't have put him on the Philly the next year.
No question about it. And his OC is here, and he definitely would not have recommended him. No, Marcus is handling his business.
Yeah, consummate pro, and he's self-aware. We brought him in. He knows we was getting a franchise quarterback in the draft before we signed him before we drafted who we was drafting. He knew what he was walking into, and we just need him to go 3-0, good 2-1. You know, that's what a good backup does for generational talent for Jaden.
What are your key? Who is going to be this canine player of the game? Who is going to be the difference maker? Why will the Commanders win? Why?
Kingsbury better earn his money.
Okay, good.
Kingsbury need to earn his money.
I'm with you too.
Draw up a good book. Hey, we controlled the football last year, right? We kept that football last year. Play, keep the football, keep them people off the field, had them people frustrated and panicking trying to score and catch up with us, and keep giving Michael Penix growing pains, man. Make them.
I like that.
I love Raheem, but hey, man, I'm not gonna feel bad for him. Look, they are a lying dog waiting to be euthanized, Doc. Let's euthanize them.
All right, good deal. Appreciate you, G. That was nice. G from the shop. That was excellent. And he gave Wes the ultimate compliment. Interesting. Connor, are you ready?
I am. Are you ready?
What do you think? Just close your eyes and just ask that question to yourself.
Well, you know, I got some keys to the game for sure, but I just want to clarify here because I've been listening for a good 10 minutes. Normally, I'm not really tuned into 106.7 The Fan on Saturdays, so tuning in today. But you seem pretty negative about the team right now, saying that guys don't want to be starters. They're content being backups. It seems like you're taking a shot at Terry specifically about, you know,
Terry's
getting
hurt.
Paid, but then not wanting to play. So
no,
I just,
hurt.
You know, I want
that.
You to like,
no, you're creating your own fantasy. I've said none of the above. I'm very clear. You never have to wonder what's on my mind. I tell you specifically, he's injured. So that would be idiotic of me to say that. I'm giving you an analysis the same way if you were going in to get checked up and the specialist came in and gave you a scope of what's going on. I gave you my reading on it. You don't have to agree with it. But this is why I'm here, to tell you what I've seen based on 40 years plus of experience.
So who exactly then was content being a backup and doesn't want to be a starter?
Now, I didn't say they didn't want to be. I said you get an opportunity to make plays. If your guy ahead of you is out, that's your chance to score and to shine. We've got some second-round picks here that have underachieved. In my opinion, it wasn't yours. It's mine. If you're happy with what you're doing, then you're fine.
I am. I mean, I am happy. I feel like last week was a perfect example of guys
stepping
up.
Were you happy with Green Bay?
Will Harris goes out.
Were you happy with Green Bay?
Revo comes in, forces a gets a tackle for loss on the very next play.
Yeah.
Forces a fourth down. You look at Luke McCaffrey, you know, Terry goes down, Noah's not playing. He puts up 50 plus, scores his first career touchdown.
That was nice.
I feel like we got guys that are hungry to be starters.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. If you're happy with what you've seen, you have no complaints whatsoever. I was giving you mine.
I mean, I'd like to see Jaden. I'd like to see Terry out there. You know, McNichols, my God, he showed up with Eckler, you know, being out for the season. So
it's nice.
I think this team has a long way to go. But so far, yeah, I'm pleased.
Brother, to me and you have no gripes. We can drink out the same goblet. I just want to see him win. In the Green Bay game, for me, I have not gotten over it. I didn't know
they had that in them.
See, so what I'm saying is that my standards are so high because I'm not looking for a good year. I'm looking for them to try to win it all. That's my point. My point is that
we've got some guys that make a lot of money
and don't make enough plays. That's my problem because they held out. Yeah. They want money. Well, when you get it, when we give it to you, then I say, what do we get? That's all. I think you should stay in tune with me. No. Me and you going to be good. Stay in tune. I guarantee I proved this point right. And let's see if they get it done.
You're not wrong about the Packers game too, man. And if I'm going to put that on anybody, you know, I hate to do this, but I think you got to put it on DQ because I think the whole team just came out flat. And when that happened,
go any place, any time, tell the truth. They got every slogan in the world. How could that happen? You know what happened?
It's a good question.
They got it beat out of them. See, this is what happens when you start carrying over. I'm just trying to prevent you from having a collapse because this is what happens. You know, very few people go back-to-back for a reason because they start getting pats on the back and they think they're better than they are. Then you get your teeth kicked in and you go, I'm only telling you this because I was on a team that went back-to-back Super Bowls. I understand the formula. I'm just trying to share it with you. But if you're complacent and you think that being – in the game and losing to Detroit is the highest level you can get, then so be it. I don't believe that. And that's why most people don't fail. They keep patting themselves on the back. Last year's over. This is this year's team. And I'm telling you, they got more in the tank than they've shown. And I just want to see if it'll happen.
I think you're right about that. And you know what? I think we should honestly kind of be thankful that they did get their teeth kicked in by Green Bay this early in the season. I mean, I'd rather have a wake-up call in week two rather than, you know, week 14.
My man. Now, you and I drink out the same goblet. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Hail to the W. Not that difficult. No, it's not easy to understand somewhere you haven't been. It's like driving in the dark on a mountain. Unless you have experience with it, you're going to be scared. Stay with us. We'll be back. What an afternoon this has been. Got a chance to see my guy Wes. He's like a butterfly. He's evolving. You know, every day I see a new layer. We've got a big-time slate in college football today. MLB is on fire. And, of course, the Commanders are going to the ATL. You know how Washington performed after they were brutalized? Well, Atlanta was brutalized. And so we expect them to bounce back. I don't think they'll be good enough. But I wish I felt better about it, but to be honest with you, I'm still looking for our top guns to fire. Not to look good before the game and in warm-ups, but to actually perform at the level that they've been blessed with. Skill-wise, I would never say this if I didn't think they had the talent. I've seen Deron Payne demonstrate things that go, wow. Can I get that on demand? Can he call it up whenever he wants to? Because he's got the skill set. Can he call it up? Can he do that on demand? We know the middle linebacker does it. He does it on demand. He's amazing. But you can't be carried by a guy that's played that long because you got to get him for the entirety of the season. This dude is a kid. That's what a Hall of Fame person looks like. Marshid, welcome to OT. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call, Doc.
My man.
Hold on. Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Doc. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, man, listen. All I want to say is this. I bleed burgundy gold. I know for I got faith in every last player. 53 men on that roster. Mm-hmm. Marcus Mariota, so far since he's been with the team, ain't let us down yet.
Mm-mm.
Three dubs so far since he's been a replacement. I don't call him replacement. He's just the guy that's just stepping up. He's just guys stepping up. Now, for the guys, the receivers that's down, step up. Jalen Lane going to have a big game.
He's capable.
McCaffrey going to have a big game.
He's capable.
Debo going to have a big game.
Well, that's guaranteed.
Yeah, guaranteed. The run game going to be, you know, if they're going to be on top, they're going to have a good game.
But see, we need more than good.
At least, of
Marcus
course.
Said we need more than good out of running game. That's what me and you right now, we'd have to have a water gun fight. You remember water gun fight? You might not be old enough for water guns.
Oh, I'm definitely old enough.
Okay, you remember water gun? Man, dude, water yep. gun fight, that was, Wes, you know nothing about a water gun fight.
I feel like I do, though.
You don't have, Wes, you can't be your age and have performed adequately with a water gun.
I mean, when I picture in my head, like I was a part of the swim team, and we would have
the water gun fight. Okay. Marcy, will you please tell him he don't know what we're talking about?
No, I don't think he do.
Yeah, he don't. See, next he'll be saying he was skating outside and he put his skates on the tennis shoes. Next he'll be doing all that. Then he'll be talking about payphones and all that. Dude, you wasn't a part of that. A water gun, man, right. The water gun? Oh my God. Moments. Marcy, appreciate you calling, man. Taking me back down memory lane. Walter, you are next here on Overtime. What's up?
Big dog just checking in, man. I'm down here in Atlanta.
K9.
And I checked with the creator of all dogs, and he told me to let the left-handers who got them up know we're going to win this tomorrow. Don't worry about it. It's going to look a little funky for a while, but we're going to blow them out.
Okay, I like
it. Now, the key to the games, he told me to let you know, was contain the run, pressure the quarterback.
Staples.
Like you said, Debo going to have this thing, but we need to have that early.
Yeah.
Real early.
Good.
And limit the turnovers. If we can do that, bro.
Well, you can do that. Hey, those five you just said, you can do those five every week, and you're in good shape.
Well, we got some matchups we can explore, too. So, hey, there's some things we can do, and I'm not worried. What's the big guy? The creator of all dogs told me, don't worry. I ain't worried, bro.
My man.
So I'm just passing this message on. I'm going to try to find B. Mitch and Finley so I can get you your package. If not,
appreciate
you'll have it Monday. I got my son here right now. Doc, you my man.
My man. Peace. Boy, that's good when he got his son there with him. That's a good move. Sean, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
I'm good.
I just wanted to make this statement about, I want to take it back to Jaden's press conference.
Okay.
And I think it's a blessing in disguise that he got out of that Green Bay game without a serious injury. And I wish Mariota the best, and I hope he wins again. And we might even let him play one more week. But I hope Daniels plays like the kid when he goes to the playground who don't realize that, yeah, you can get hurt. You can get injuries. he was pissed. So I hope seeing Mariota have some success lets him know that the most important thing for me is to stay on this field. I don't have to play Superman ball. I can use my weapons that they gave me this year to help them succeed and take the ball down the field. Slide. I love seeing Jalen Hurts slide intentionally. Mm-hmm. I love seeing Caleb. One of the only things I like about Caleb right now is that he gets down once he's gotten the yards that he thinks he's going to get. He gets down and lives to play another day. Maybe Jaden will see that by taking away his starts, that he will protect himself and scramble smart. Because if he continues being the most contact,
yeah, sorry we lost you.
2 years run,
it ain't gonna work for. He's not built for that. But you know, we'll find out. Again, you remind me of Linnell. because I just, we're focusing on, I can't focus on people that aren't playing in the game. I just can't.
True. I got you.
I think it's a bad habit. I think it's disrespectful to those that are playing. And it just, and for what? What are you trying to do? What, we don't know if he'll ever play again. What are you going to do? You going to quit watching? You going to quit supporting the team? Hell no, you're not. So I'm just going, the people that are on the field, that's who I am focused on. The people that aren't, I hope they get well. I hope I'm wishing the best. But I can't put my money on something that's not active. Just not going to do
with
it.
That 100%.
Because that's what happens to the teams that lose, perennial losers, focusing in on a couple people that don't perform. He performs admirably. He's human. And he's hurt. So he's out. That's why 53 plus. We got a whole damn team. We're not just hanging on one guy for us to win. If that's the case, stick a fork in this whole program. It's not smart. But everybody got the privilege, the right to do it the way you want to do it. I'm just suggesting that we put our support into the people that are actually playing in the game. That's all. Appreciate you, dog. Keep it real. Keep it real. I mean, it's almost like I heard him last week. It's like I had to call him during the show. Slim, are we going to put any attention on the people that are actually playing in the game? You got doctors and people about talking about injuries of people that aren't going to play in the game. What the hell is the significance of that? If I'm missing something, Wes, tell me. What am I missing?
Nothing.
Oh, I didn't think so. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. DOC on a hot microphone, and we've just got a celebrity who is just coming out of his, out of the cocoon, if you will. Wes has arrived.
The DOC went to go get a little snack for himself during the break. Like he said, you know, we've been over this several times between Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin. It's going to be tough. I personally think that small ball works, and we see that with the Eagles. You got a snack?
Well, it's called fuel. It's called fuel for the system, especially when you are going total Neanderthal with no, nothing to digest because nothing has been put in my big mouth. And I figured I'd catch it up. But, you know, it's one thing I've been impressed by today with our fan base is that I think we're all pretty much on the same page that there's a little bit of uncertainty. We're confident, not cocky, which I like. But this is a much bigger game to me than I think we've led on to believe. I really do.
Because we're unaware of what the Falcons can do.
Right. Just like when we got crushed against Green Bay.
This is their week.
When we come out next week and we're ground, I mean.
We don't want to look like what the Raiders look
like. I was so proud of us against the Raiders. But here's what happens when you say that. First thing out of somebody's mouth is, it was the Raiders. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
It's not like college. Right. You're not getting somebody to come to play them and give them $100,000 for doing it so you could beat up on them. It's not the same.
$100,000, that's nothing,
a million,
too. Yeah.
Whatever. This is equal mano a mano. Pro teams go through this.
And these guys want to prove themselves for money in the future.
Exactly. But I want to know Kingsbury, his opening drives. That's the guy I'm looking for. That's the guy I want again. It was almost like the one preseason game that JD5 played in against Cincinnati, and we didn't throw a pass. That's what I'm looking for. I want to know. I understand creativity is not usually associated with you being a dog, but that's what I need out of him. I want to know, is he willing to slam that ball down their throat, running the same play 5 or 6 times in a row? See, the Ortiz doesn't like that. I'm not looking for creativity. I want to know, because when I saw out of our offensive line, Chris Paul, why would you focus on the left guard? I'm not saying that to go, did you see him? I know you saw it,
yeah.
But did you see him? When you take a number one pick out and you put brother in there who was, dude, is a freak of, in a way that, his strength, he's incredibly strong, his hands, I was really happy with him. That offensive line's got some depth, and he plays with a bad attitude. Yeah, plays with a bad. I love this kid. I love it. I love the way he plays. It's Sam Cosby. You know what Sam's greatest attribute is? He's a dog. He loves inflicting pain upon others. Love him. He's balanced. I was really impressed with the old line. I want to see that version against Atlanta. When they start firing your coach, talk about firing your coach, talk about the quarter. Those rumblings get people excited because their parents, their wives, neighbors are talking about them. And that's what usually gets guys that internal flame to flow. If they were to start up 14-0 on us, you think we could come back?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't want to see
it. No, I don't want to see it. But
I don't want to see it. I'm just saying, beware. Beware. But I like us because I know what we're capable of. And like Luke, I hear Luke McCaffrey's name mentioned on this airway board.
Denton Day. He loves Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah, DD's my dude, man. I love DD. But the guy's a good football player. And I don't count on him failing. I really don't. Marcus, man, I feel good about it. But then
the thing is, what about the hits that he can take? At what point are you like, you got to stop doing this? Because do you want to see Josh Johnson in the game? That's the problem.
Marcus knows. He's kind of.
I mean, he goes into defenders.
Yeah, but
that's the way he plays.
That's who he is.
So you scared about him taking hits?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not scared about JD5 taking hits. Because these dudes have been doing this their whole life. It just looks weird. Sometimes you get sandwiched in. You know, there's so much contact in this sport. Sometimes I think we become numb to it, these collisions. There was a guy in high school, Sky Schooler, that died last week. You can actually die in this game.
I did not realize he passed away. Yeah. I saw a story. That's really sad.
Yeah. So that's my whole point. That's why I don't ever joke about this. You got to protect yourself, but you also got to be willing to throw that lumber around, and we have got to be the more physical team on it. Interesting in that. But we'll step aside, top of the hour. Come back. We'll continue to light it up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And what are your concerns, if you have any? We'll be back.